On Sunday, 24th of April, Pope Benedict XVI was back in St. Peter's Square. Less than a week after appearing on the central balcony of the Basilica on the day of his election as the 264th successor of Peter. It was a glorious spring day, and he was there to celebrate the solemn liturgical rite of inauguration of his Petrine ministry. St. Peter's Square echoed with the applause of the thousands of pilgrims gathered around him, waving their multicoloured banners. Applauding too were the world leaders and authorities present. Christians and non-Christians alike, all were eager to witness the rite in which the successor of Peter receives the two liturgical symbols of his Petrine ministry. The fisherman's ring, a gold signet ring depicting St. Peter in his fisherman's boat, and the pallium, symbolically laid out over the tomb of St. Peter overnight as a sign of the continuity of the papacy. A tomb visited privately by Benedict XVI in a sign of fidelity prior to processing towards the square for the inauguration mass of his Petrine ministry. Petri successori sunt ministerium adiei inaugurandi. The placing of the pallium on the Pope's shoulders represented the culminating moment of this inauguration, its significance, plenitude of episcopal jurisdiction. And on Sunday, it was the proto-deacon, Cardinal Jorge Medina Esteves, who performed the ceremony of investiture, pronouncing these words in Latin.
Ipse tibi pallium donet, quod ab apostoli Petri confessione sum.
This gesture was followed by the placing of the fisherman's ring on the Pope's finger, a ring presented him by the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Angelo Sodano.
Ipse tibi donet annulum sigillum Petri Piscatoris.
It was followed by a break with tradition. The first pope of the third millennium did not wish for the entire college of cardinals to symbolically pledge fidelity and loyalty to him. Instead, for the first time in history, he asked 12 people to symbolically accomplish this gesture, the same number as the apostles. People from different corners of the earth, from Congo to Korea, representative of the universality of the Church. People from all walks of life, among them three cardinals, a bishop, a priest, a deacon, a Benedictine nun, and a married couple with their child. But the crowds were also eager to hear Pope Benedict XVI's first official words.
Chi crede non è mai solo.
Those who believe are never alone, neither in life nor in death, he said, speaking in Italian. The Church is young. She holds within herself the future of the world.
E la Chiesa è giovane.
Yes, the Church is alive. This is the wonderful experience of these days. During those sad days of the Pope's illness and death, it became wonderfully evident to us that the Church is alive.
And smiling broadly, he went on to say,
qualche tratto di ciò.
My real program of governance is not to do my own will, not to pursue my own ideas, but to listen, together with the whole Church, to the word and the will of the Lord, to be guided by Him, so that He Himself will lead the Church at this hour of our history.
The crowds listened intently to Pope Benedict XVI's words, but were delighted too when at the end of the inauguration mass he donned the mitre once again, and picking up his pastoral staff, leapt into a brand new white jeep for his first ever encounter as successor of Peter with the enthusiastic and cheering crowds.